Talk the talk and walk the walk. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. In today's world of social media, engaging with everyone, not just those already in your circle, can be difficult. But one company has been doing just that for the last 3 years.
Well, for a long time, Monsanto viewed ourselves as we have farmer customers and we have investors. But in between those two poles are billions and billions of people that we thought, well, we don't sell anything to them. It's not our responsibility to get out there and talk to them. But anybody that lives in a small town knows just because you're not a part of a conversation doesn't mean they're not talking about you. And so we realized that we needed to be a part of the conversation about the use of modern technology to grow our food.
Vance Crow is director of millennial engagement at Monsanto, and he says over the last couple of years, he has seen a lot of change in how people view their company.
We are invited to places, whereas before it maybe was a little bit hostile or people are a little bit suspicious, and now they've found, hey, this is how we can learn about farming. This is how we can hear about the intentions of a company. This is how we can hear about the value of different types of chemistry or different aspects of science. And so we're invited to a lot more places. We have a lot more engagement on social media, and we're really starting to see the tides change.
And Crow says people truly want to engage and know what the answer is, and most are willing to at least listen to what Monsanto has to say.
There are a lot of people out there that they just want to tear down the system that is, the postmodernists that say, hey, I think there could be a better way of doing it. But I think there are a lot of millennials and even Gen Zers that say, wait, what's the right answer? How can we produce the most food in the most environmentally sound ways using technology that lets us do stuff that was unimaginable just a few years ago? And I think when we started showing up and having conversations, those people started listening to us and the farmers rather than the people that just want to tear the system down.
Listening to others with an open mind is always a good thing. Join the conversation today and tune in next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.